Welcome to the Good Grit Stories podcast, a weekly podcast telling stories of hope, compassion, and the perseverance of the human spirit. Brought to you by Good Grit Magazine, the character of the South. You can find out more about the podcast and the magazine at goodgritmag.com. Now on to this week's story.
Mr. Collins. Words by Paige Townley. Read by Matt Godfrey. Oftentimes, it's the unexpected moments in life that change everything. For Andrew Collins, that has undoubtedly been the case. While he is now at the helm of The Collins, one of the Magic City's most popular establishments, that wasn't part of his original plan. His late wife, Kathy, was diagnosed with cancer. "It all happened so quickly," he says. "We didn't realize that she wasn't going to beat it until the very end. She was diagnosed in July and passed away in September." Out of the tragedy of his wife's death came a message that stayed with him, a request from Kathy to move on, to pursue his dreams, to not let the loss define him, and to make his mark in the world. "She made it clear that she wanted me to move on," Andrew shares. "She knew I'd stagnate if I didn't. She didn't want me to sit around and do nothing. So I knew that whatever I decided to do, I would be doing it with her blessing." For a while, Andrew went back to what he knew best, serving up hot dogs at Lyric Hot Dogs and Grill to the many customers who had been frequenting the downtown Birmingham establishment since his father, John, started it in 1957. Andrew began working at the restaurant when he was just 13 years old, starting out by picking up drink bottles until, eventually, he took over when his father retired. But then another unexpected moment came. After 40-plus years of running the restaurant, he received a notice to vacate. "Closing the hot dog stand was difficult," Andrew says. "There were many memories there and so many loyal customers." With another chapter of his life coming to an unexpected close, Andrew took his wife's request to heart. He made the decision to go all in on another establishment. But this time, he opened a bar. "I really don't know why I decided to do it," Andrew says. "I've never run a bar, but it just seemed like a thing I'd like to do." Andrew also knew just where he wanted it to be. Being Birmingham born and raised, he focused on downtown, eventually purchasing what was the Metro Bar in the heart of the Loft District. "I love downtown," Andrew says. "I've spent my whole life there. Even now, I live on the same block where my dad once owned a restaurant. There's just something about being in downtown Birmingham. It's an experience you don't get anywhere else. I like being part of that." Andrew's hard work has paid off. The Collins is known today for its upscale yet unfussy, fun, and always friendly atmosphere. Taking center stage at the bar are the tailor-made cocktails, all carefully crafted by mixologists catering to individual tastes and cravings. "I knew when I started the bar that I wanted it to be appealing to everybody in all walks of life," Andrew says. "I want everyone to come in and have a good time." Now, 5 years in, Andrew continues to find ways to improve his bar. "That's just the work ethic instilled in you when you have Greek immigrants for parents," Andrew notes. And he's now planning his next contribution to the city he loves. Later this year, he's opening Cayo Coco Rum Bar and Restaurant, a small establishment with big Caribbean flair. "I enjoy creating spaces for people to have experiences and make good memories," Andrew says. "And I'm glad to be able to do that downtown. There's nowhere else I'd rather be." While Andrew had never planned opening a bar, much less two, it all goes to show that life can take you in a direction you never expected, good or bad. And he's learned to adapt to those unforeseen changes. "I think if my wife were still here, I never would have opened a bar," he says. "But things happen the way they happen. Everything is always changing and rearranging, like poetry in motion."
Mm-hmm.
Today's story was read by Matt Godfrey with original music by Kyle Carpenter and Wilder Adkins. Make sure to subscribe to Good Grit Stories through your listening app of choice. And if you like Good Grit Stories, please leave us a review. It helps more than you know. As always, you can find these stories and many more at goodgritmag.com, where you can sign up for our weekly newsletter and get a subscription to the magazine. And if you use the promo code GRITTY, you'll get 20% off your subscription. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you all next week for another installment of Good Grit Stories.